Basics, a six-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org. The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Now the Senate, I'm sure, will follow suit and get a bill across the finish line this summer that will be great health care.
President Trump praising the House today as he talked about health care. He put the onus on the Republican-controlled Senate to get health care done by the end of the summer. Several Republican senators, however, are not optimistic on the health care plan passed by the House and say it's unlikely to happen before the summer ends. President Trump has made his pick to succeed James Comey as the FBI director. He took to Twitter this morning to announce he will nominate former federal prosecutor Christopher Wray to the post. Wray is currently a private attorney, and he represented New Jersey Governor Chris Christie in the Bridgegate investigation. It now appears that eight people were killed Saturday night in the London Bridge attack. Authorities have recovered a body from the Thames River and believe it may be that of a 45-year-old French man who's been missing since the terrorist assault. USA Radio News.
Hey there, here to tell you about some of the hottest deals happening at Lowe's. Save $100 on a Kobalt 227-piece standard and metric mechanics tool set, including a hard case, now for just $99. And power your next project with a Porter Cable 2-tool 20-volt cordless combo drill driver kit with soft case, now also just $99. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Tool set offer valid 6/8 through 6/12. Drill driver offer valid through 6/23 while supplies last, U.S. only.
Hey, Mom, I got your message. Do you need me to come home early?
Hi, dear. We're all doing fine. The kids haven't slowed down all day, and thanks to Blue Emu, neither have I.
But I thought you said...
Well, I tried your father's Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief Cream. It worked fast to relieve the pain in my achy muscles and joints.
Blue Emu, huh?
That's right, and it's odor-free.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
Islamic terrorist group ISIS claiming responsibility for attacks inside Iran today. Here's Chris Barnes.
State media says gunmen dressed as women stormed the parliament building in Tehran, opening fire, taking hostages, and detonating at least one suicide bomb. At about the same time, a similar attack was taking place at the shrine of the Islamic Republic's revolutionary founder, the late Ayatollah Khomeini. All four attackers who targeted the parliament building were killed by security forces. ISIS has again claimed responsibility for both of those incidents. I'm Chris Barnes.
Walmart is the most valuable business in the United States. It's topping the latest Fortune 500 list released by the magazine today. Walmart had a revenue of just under $486 million last year, well above number two Berkshire Hathaway, which had $224 million in revenue. Apple, ExxonMobil, and McKesson round out the top five. For more news, join us online at usaradio.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, and I take care of my own health. That's why I subscribe to Life Extension Magazine. And now you could do the same for free. Life Extension Magazine is the ultimate source for health. Every issue is jam-packed with the latest therapies and innovative treatment protocols. And now you could take charge of your own health. My listeners could get a free 6-month subscription to Life Extension Magazine. Just call toll-free 855-870-6622. That's 855-870-6622. Or go to lifeextension.com/war.
A new study says if you're a moderate drinker, you may be at more risk for memory loss. Here's Mark Mayfield.
A new British study looked at 3 decades of records from over 500 middle-aged people. It found that moderate drinkers were more likely than light drinkers to develop the brain changes that might lead to memory loss. Brain scans of moderate drinkers were 3 times more likely to show brain shrinkage than the brain scans of light drinkers. Moderate drinking was defined as 8 to 12 drinks each week. The researchers point out that the study is observational and did not prove cause and effect.
Some New York legislators are trying to change state law so that it wouldn't be legal to get married at 14. Here's more on that story from Sarah Lee Kessler.
It's hard to believe, but it's legal to get married in New York at the age of 14 if a parent and judge sign off on it, and at 16 with just a parent's okay. That's not okay with State Senator Andrew Lanza.
Any person who engages in sexual relationship with a 16-year-old in our state already is guilty of statutory rape.
He wants to raise the marriage age to 18, a move that has bipartisan support and the backing of Governor Cuomo. Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
Police are trying to find out where a 2-year-old child got a loaded gun, how she managed to fire it and kill her 7-year-old cousin. The deadly shooting occurred in Nashville yesterday afternoon. Several other relatives were in the home at the time. Police say they are looking for a 27-year-old man who fled the apartment after the shooting. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Fired FBI Director James Comey is scheduled to be testifying in the U.S. Senate tomorrow. Trump will be speaking at a luncheon hosted by the Conservative Faith and Freedom Coalition. In Washington, D.C., politics is often considered a competitive sport, and as correspondent Sarah Jacobs reports, one D.C. bar is really going to be treating it that way.
Shaw's Tavern has announced they will open early on Thursday to host a viewing party for fired FBI Director James Comey's testimony before Congress. Not only will all the televisions in the restaurant be tuned to the highly anticipated event, but the menu will reflect the day. There will be $5 Russian vodka specials and a $10 FBI sandwich. Doors open for the Comey hearing covfefe at 9:30 a.m.
Cincinnati Reds outfielder Scooter Gennett, the 17th player in MLB history to hit 4 home runs in a game. This is USA Radio News.
Hey there, here to tell you about some of the hottest deals happening at Lowe's. Save $100 on a Kobalt 227-piece standard and metric mechanics tool set, including a hard case, now for just $99. And power your next project with a Porter Cable 2-tool 20-volt cordless combo drill driver kit with soft case, now also just $99. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Tool set offer valid 6/8 through 6/12. Drill driver offer valid through 6/23 while supplies last, U.S. only.
Why is conservative and often controversial commentator Ann Coulter calling the NYPD, quote, little girls? The answer in this report from correspondent Lisa G.
In a tweet, Coulter praised Paris police for taking down the Notre Dame attacker with two shots and added, quote, unlike the little girls on NYPD. Patrick Lynch, president of the Patrolmen's Benevolent Association, told the Daily News Coulter's comments were as idiotic as they were insulting. He added she owes an apology to every New York City police officer who risked their lives daily to protect her. Coulter, a noted supporter of President Trump, is no stranger to controversy, most recently after backing out of a planned speech at the University of California, Berkeley, after school officials said they wouldn't be able to adequately secure the site.
The National Football League softening its stance on TV ads for hard liquor, as Lisa Carter explains.
The NFL will now allow up to 4 30-second commercials per game promoting strong alcohol. No more than 2 commercials will be allowed in any one quarter or during halftime. All 4 networks that broadcast NFL games are affected. The commercials must also carry a prominent social responsibility message and cannot convey a football-related theme or target underage drinkers. The league will continue banning ads for birth control, energy drinks, performance-enhancing drugs, and casino gambling.
You know us on the radio. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com. The studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Time is 8:06. It's time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. Flemington right now, it's 55 degrees. It's overcast skies. There was a little bit of sun peeking out. No chance of rain, though. That's not bad. Today is Wednesday. It's June 7th, 2017. Mostly cloudy. Highs in the upper 60s. Northeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly clear. Patchy fog after midnight, lows in the upper 40s, south winds around 5 miles an hour, in the evening becoming light and variable. Tomorrow, patchy fog in the morning, mostly sunny, highs in the lower 70s, east winds around 5 miles an hour. Partly sunny and highs in the upper 70s, west winds 5 to 10 miles an hour on Friday. Mostly sunny and around 80 degrees on Saturday, sunny highs in the upper 80s on Sunday, and sunny and hot, but highs in the lower 90s. On Monday the 12th, what happened? We just moved from early spring to hot summer in a matter of 5 days. Temperatures in our area, 55 in Raritan, 54 in Quakertown, 55 in East Amwell, 52 in Kingwood, 52 in Frenchtown, 51 in Phillipsburg, 55 in Asbury, 52 in Washington Township, 54 in Tewksbury. Good morning, Hunterdon. It's Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Good morning, Hunter and Big C here, coming live from the Chamber of Commerce offices. We're in Flemington, New Jersey. We're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. It is my job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running your errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by a Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunter County, New Jersey. Today is the birthday of Prince. He would have been 59 today. Many in the rock stardom, rock scene, miss him. Think he is one of the most brilliant writers and guitarists to come into our realm. Certainly had a run, no doubt about it. It is 11 after 8. It's time for us to check traffic. See if anybody's crying right now as they're driving on our Harney County roads. H-A-R-T, TM.com, sends me my alerts. You can get them too. Register with them. They'll send you alerts via email, which you can check on your smartphone. You can also follow them on Twitter. You can get highways, byways in and out of Harney County, plus local roads. You get to choose what you're looking for. At 734, there's a motor vehicle accident. That was at Route 202 Circle in Flemington. Well, that might be causing things a little bit delayed. Congestion on 78 eastbound, exit 26 in Lamington. Slow-moving traffic east with delays currently back to exit 17, Clinton Township. And those two things are plaguing us right now. And that's it for right now. Good morning, Hunterdon. Hunter Chamber Radio Traffic. What's on HunterChamber.com schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. We have the investment update at 8:30. And that would be with Michelle Heide. No, she's off today, so I'm going to be doing the investment update on my own. And then at 8:40, we have Diane Lane. We go vacationing with Diane Lane from D&L Travel up there in Annandale on Route 173. She takes us all different exotic places, and she'll give us some insight. And I got some good news for her. We don't have anything that came along the lines about airlines today, so we'll just let Diane go with what she wants to talk about and give us some insight into where we should be planning our vacations. At 9 o'clock, I have a new chamber member coming in, South Jersey Energy, and they will be talking about their programs and services. Timothy Morgan of South Jersey Energy is coming in from 9 to 10, so we're looking forward to chatting with him and finding what South Jersey Energy offers us in Hunterdon County. At 11 o'clock, it is Raising Conscious Kids Radio. Kim Pramatic comes on. She is talking about kids, loves kids, and wants to help us teach kids in the 21st century. Kids are more emotional. They're more technologically savvy. They're more curious. And they're certainly under more pressure and strain. And so Kim thinks that there's a different way to raise them in this day and age. And so she is bringing all sorts of experts in to help you do that. Raising Conscious Kids Radio, 11 to 12. Counselor Chat, Ruth Altamara Roll is on from noon to 1. Ruth brings us great techniques and advice to help us overcome the day-to-day troubles of our lives, emotional stress, anger management, counseling. She is a licensed professional therapist with over 30 years of professional service here in Flemington and brings some of her techniques and advice and recognition signs to you from noon to one. Modern Design, Rich Scuderi comes in from Maven Hill. He has three stores right now in Hunterdon County, in Somerset County, and Morris County, in which he is helping people be frugal but contemporary in their modern design of interior design, and he brings all his ideas to you, plus all the people that he works with to source those ideas. So Modern Design, he'll help you even with some of your troubles. You can contact him at the show or email, so he gives you all the contact information. So if you're having a roadblock, a mental block in terms of making the changes in your home, Rich will help you. Talented people, Jeannie Murphy and Colleen Kelly, come on from 3 to 4. They bring on great people that you need to learn about and hear about that are part of Jeannie Murphy Public Relations. The Human Side, David White and Art Nevin, talk all about anything that affects and how humans affect everything. And they talk about some great ideas and unusual facts and unusual stories. So The Human Side is on from 4 to 5. That is the entire Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com lineup. It is all there on the Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, our LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunterdon Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a moment.
Listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today, at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
I'm your eyes remain, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambee's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambee's Purely Delicious Ice Cream, Gelato, and Sorbet, made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31, south of Clinton. Pambee's Purely Delicious.
See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
All right. BrownieLocks.com celebration observances for the week and the day. Should give you a hint as what they're going to talk about today. It is National Lemonade Days, International Clothesline Week, Bedbug Awareness Week, Black Single Parents Week, and Mountaintop Removal Week. It is National Business Etiquette Week, National Headache Awareness Week, National Sun Safety Week, Pet Appreciation Week, and it's International Listening Week starts today. For today, it is National Running Day, it's National Tailor's Day, it is VCR Day, and it is Daniel Boone Day. Celebration observances for the week and the day from BrownieLocks.com. Pick something and get involved. Vitamin C comes from NJ.com, and it involves Flemington. There's been a change. Craig Turpin reports, NJ Advanced Media for NJ.com, reports that Flemington Board recommends expansion of the Union Hotel redevelopment area. Came out on June 6th, and it says that the Planning Board voted unanimously on Monday to recommend the expansion of the Union Hotel redevelopment area to include five additional properties. The properties include 2 and 8 Spring Street, both part of Flemington Furs, 12 Spring Street, an empty lot next to Flemington Furs, 21 Bloomfield Avenue, the former location of the Fur Exchange, and 23 Bloomfield Avenue. The Borough Council will now decide if it will accept the board's recommendation. The next council meeting will be held at 7 p.m. on June 12th. At the Hunterdon County Historic Courthouse. An agenda has not yet been released. Redevelopment project includes construction of new retail space, restaurants, a pedestrian plaza, and parking. There will also be a separate building for a college and medical offices. Redevelopment area includes other adjacent buildings on Bloomfield Avenue owned by Flemington Furs. Recently, the designated redeveloper, Jack Cuss Jr., announced plans to preserve portions of the exterior of the circa 1878 Union Hotel and 90 Main Street. The changes received the support of the County Chamber of Commerce and some members of the council, while others, including the Friends of Historic Flemington, continue to object to the scale of the project. The Union Hotel, along with the Historic Courthouse, are connected by the Lindbergh baby kidnapping trial, which drew worldwide attention in 1935. Last year, downtown Flemington was named one of the 11 most endangered places in the United States by the National Trust for Historic Preservation. In May of last year, the Hunterdon County Cultural and Heritage Commission named the Union Hotel, along with four other borough buildings, in its annual list of most endangered historic sites in Hunterdon County. And the Union Hotel was also placed atop of Preservation New Jersey's most endangered historic sites list. So we continue to expand the project. I think that starts to make the entire vision, the over-encompassing vision of the redevelopment come into focus. I'm going to make the assumption that the folks over at Flemington Furs, Bob Benjamin, is on board with all this. I think knowing Bob in my meetings, he would is certainly enticed by making and expanding Flemington to make it a more vital place again. They were instrumental in doing that years and years ago, and I can understand that Bob would want to do that again. I'm assuming that he's on board with all the different changes and that Flemington Furs will continue to find a way to be able to move into new places here in Hunterdon County. And so we look forward to the council meeting on it, taking the recommendations, and let's get started, folks. We've been talking about this for a very long time, and we now need to see some action. Let's get moving. So let's see what happens. Vitamin C for today. June 7th. And may all your dreams come true. Happy, happy birthday. From the old disc jockey almanac, these are our celebrity birthdays for today, June 7th. Actress in Dark Tower, Alex McGregor is 24. Charlie in the Chocolate Factory's Jordan Fry is 24. Model and actress Emily Ratajkowski is 26. When Calls the Heart, Poppy Drayton is 26. Rapper and actress in Kingsman, The Secret Service, Iggy Azalea is 27. The Victoria's Secret Fashion Show, Sarah Stevens is 27. Ellen Rowe is 29 from Animal Kingdom. From Juno, Michael Cera is 29. The Keeping Room, Amy Natal is 35. In Time, Kathy Barron is 35. For actress in Justified, Kathy Barron is 35. She's on twice. How about that? Actress in Game of Thrones, Anla Buckstein is 35. 10 Things I Hate About You, Larissa Olenek is 36. Tennis champion Anna Kournikova is 36. Actress in I, Frankenstein, Virginia LeBron, 37. From Fringe, Anna Torv is 38. Bold and the Beautiful, Adrian France is 39. Oceans 12, Meanie Anden is 39. From Saturday Night Live, Bill Hader is 39. From The Devil Wears Prada, Ines Rivero is 42. From Dread, Carl Urban, 45. Cold Feet's Helen Baxendale is 47. Supernaturals, Kim Rhodes, 48. Layer Cake, Francis McGee, 48. Actor in Farscape, Anthony Simcoe, is 48. From The Holiday, Sarah Parrish is 49. Singer-songwriter, Dave Navarro, is 50. Weird Science, Judy Aronson, is 53. Austin Powers, actress Gia Caritas, is 53. Young and Hungry, Kim Whitley is 56. Transformers, Mark Ryan is 61. The Rock, that's the actor in The Rock. William Forsythe, 62. Joey Scarberry is 62 from Greatest American Hero theme singer. From Die Hard, Colleen Camp is 64. From Schindler's List and Star Wars Episode 1, Liam Neeson is 65. Former TV host Jenny Jones is 71. Leave It to Beaver, Ken Osmond is 74. Star Wars Episode 6, Michael Pennington is 74. From Unfinished Song, Anne of a Thousand Days, Elizabeth Council is 75. Prince of Persia, Ronald Pickup is 77. Singer, It's Not Unusual. Sir Tom Jones is 77. From Born Free, Virginia McKenna is 86. Former 17th Prime Minister of Canada, John Turner is 88. Film producer, Remains of the Day, James Ivory is 89. Broadway film television composer, Charles Strauss is 89. He wrote Annie, Bonnie and Clyde, and All in the Family. Those were the days. Those are our celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration or anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntingchamber.com, and I'll get it on the show to celebrate. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Huntington. Investment update up next.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as reports out of Iran say at least 7 people have been killed and over 30 others injured in 2 near simultaneous terror attacks. State media saying gunmen stormed the Iranian parliament and went on a shooting spree, killing 5, injuring at least 25 there. Some cell phone audio of that attack. One of the attackers also reportedly detonated a suicide bomb, and reports say the attackers had hostages at some point. At the same time, a similar attack was happening at the shrine to the Islamic Republic's revolutionary founder, the late Ayatollah Khomeini. That attack reportedly killed 2 people, injuring 10. ISIS has reportedly already claimed responsibility for both of those attacks. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Staples knows that when your old, reliable laptop is more old than reliable, it's time. When regular mail is faster than email, it's time. When you can open only one application at a time, and it's the calculator, it's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has the latest tech at great prices, and now save up to $200 on new Dell laptops with Intel 7th generation processors. Staples, it's pro time. N6317 while supplies last.
Napa Know-How.
Why should you grab Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil for $5.59 a quart at Napa? 2 words. Road trip. To see the biggest ball of twine or a crater shaped like Abe Lincoln. Because if your ride isn't running strong, all you're going to see is the side of the road. Valvoline Synthetic Oil, just $5.59 a quart. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes or recycling fees. Offer expires 6/30/17.
South Korea is spurning the United States' help in defending itself against North Korea, now suspending the deployment of an American missile defense system. Mark Mayfield explains.
South Korean media reported today that newly elected President Moon Jae-in is suspending the THAAD system designed to counter North Korean threats. A senior official says the 2 launchers already installed in the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense System can remain, but that the 4 launchers yet to be deployed are being suspended. The official said the launchers would not be installed until the new administration completes an environmental assessment.
Meanwhile, North Korea is now blasting President Trump for his decision to pull the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Agreement, calling the move the height of egoism. Reports are there's a rift between President Trump and Attorney General Jeff Sessions so bad that Sessions offered to resign. Reports are the relationship started going south when Sessions recused himself from overseeing the investigation into Russian meddling in the U.S. election. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Police in Nashville searching for a man wanted in connection to an accidental shooting death of a 7-year-old girl by a 2-year-old in an apartment yesterday. Police say it's not clear where the 2-year-old got the gun. Police are looking, though, for a 27-year-old man who left the scene shortly after that deadly shooting. New Jersey's lieutenant governor will represent the Republican Party, while Phil Murphy will be the Democrats' guy in the race for New Jersey governor to succeed Chris Christie. Scott Pringle recaps yesterday's primary.
Kim Guadagno beat out 4 others easily. In her victory speech, the lieutenant governor, who hails from Monmouth County, promises if she does not cut property taxes, she won't run for a second term.
I'm running for governor based on my values, based on my record.
Her Democratic opponent, former Wall Street executive Phil Murphy, won easily as well. He promises to fully fund public schools and take on President Trump.
It is time for a governor who has your back. I will be that governor. Thank you all very much.
Scott Pringle, NBC News Radio, New Jersey.
And a new study says black military members are more likely to face court-martial or other forms of military punishment than their white counterparts. It's from an advocacy group called Protect Our Defenders. They did a study just released today using Pentagon data from 2006 to 2015. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Well, it's time for the investment report. Michelle Heide is off today. We have to ferret myself. We're talking with or getting information from CNNMoney.com. Markets were down yesterday, not significantly. The Dow was down 0.23%, 47 points. The NASDAQ down 20. The S&P down 6. The biggest movers yesterday were Advanced Micro, up 7%. Newmont Mining, up 4.7%. Freeport-McMoRan, up 3%. Kimco Realty, up 3.5%. Chesapeake Energy, up 2.97%. Losers, Macy's, down 8%. Kohl's, down 5%. Fastenal, down 5%. Foot Locker, down 4%. And Dollar General, down 3.7%. So a lot of retail took a beating yesterday. Oil was down 0.68% at $47.86 a barrel. Gas up slightly, 1%, 3.07. Gold down 0.5%, $1,291. Silver down 0.5%, $17.59. And corn up about 80.86%, 3.80. The last 3 months, technology services still an 11.4% gain. Consumer durables up 10, retail trade up 9.9, but must have chopped into that with some of the falls yesterday. Electronic technology up 8. Losers, communications is down 0.78 over the last 3 months. Finance down 2.24. Energy minerals down 6.44. What's happening today over the pre-market? As a calm before the storm, so says CNN. Investors are preparing for a deluge of major events over the next 48 hours. The UK voters will be going to the polls on Thursday in a crucial general election that promises to shape the country's departure from the EU. European Central Bank will also meet on Thursday. The U.S. former FBI Director James Comey will testify in public on Thursday about the investigation and potential coordination between the Trump campaign and Russian officials. Trump and taxes, but back to Wednesday, President Trump's promise of massive tax cuts will be in focus today. The House Budget Committee scheduling a hold a 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting hearing on the economic benefits of Trump's pro-growth policies. Trump's campaigned on promises to slash taxes, cut regulation, and increase infrastructure spending, but little progress has been made so far. Spain's Santander has acquired troubled rival Banco Popular for $1.13 after Europe's Regulation cannot the bank likely to fail. I assume that's millions or something. The purchase will make Santander the country its biggest bank in terms of both lending and deposit, serving over 17 million customers. Santander said it will raise 7 billion euros, 7.9 billion, to fund the rescue deal. Australia has posted yet another quarter of economic growth, bringing its impressive run without a recession to nearly 26 years. Growth has been slowing, however, while weak wages and the rising cost of living are squeezing real income. Futures are flat. European markets opened higher, while Asian markets ended the session mixed. Oil prices dropped almost 1% in trade to 47.70. Dow Jones closed at 0.2% lower on Tuesday. S&P and the NASDAQ both lost 0.3%. Jack Daniel's owner Brown Forman and At Home Group will post quarterly earnings before the opening bell. Results are on tap from the close from Tailored Brands, owner of Men's Warehouse, and Joseph A. Bank. The Mortgage Bankers Association will release weekly mortgage applications at 7 a.m. Weekly U.S. crude inventories report set to be released at 10:30. Consumer credit data is expected at 3. What's going on pre-market? Well, the S&P is up 1, the Dow is up 2, the NASDAQ up 7.75. Advanced Micro continues to make a climb. It's up 3% pre-market. AbbVie is up 1.09. Macy's is up after its drop yesterday at 0.68%. Amazon is up slightly, 0.21%. Wynn Resorts, the casino, just barely 0.08%. Technip FMC is down 1.1%. Perrigo Company down 0.91%. Cognizant Technology down 0.61%. Qualcomm down 0.39%. And Nike is down 0.34%. There you go. That's the investment update. Michelle Heide will be back again tomorrow. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a few seconds.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
It is Wednesday. It's time to go on vacation. Diane Lane from D&L Travel is with me. And
hi.
How are you?
I'm okay. Enjoying. Well, we got it. Finally a beautiful day.
Yes, I actually saw 90s.
Coming
next week.
The weekend is supposed to be in the 80s, yeah.
Weekend's 80s, and then Monday
summer's
90s.
Coming.
It's coming.
Hey, we're in June already. Come on.
Yeah, let's not rush it, please.
I know.
I mean, this isn't, aside from yesterday, which really still wasn't bad, it's not bad weather.
Yeah,
it's just, we could do without the rain, that's all.
Yeah.
All right. Believe it or not, Diane, we don't have anything to talk about with regard to the airlines. So,
oh, no, it's been real quiet.
Yeah, how about that? One week in.
And even though Trump has disrupted things a little bit, people feel with this travel ban thing, Europe was actually up 4%.
There you go.
More travel. But a lot of things are being canceled for London because
Of
what's been going on over there.
Yeah, well, that's understandable. I it's funny. I talked to somebody, and in fact, we had somebody on a couple of years ago. You folks brought some people on to teach us about going to Israel. And I remember talking to somebody else about Israel, and they were staying there, and there's always something in the news about Israel having some attack. And he said that his parents call all the time, every time there's something on the TV.
Yeah.
And he says, I'm not anywhere near it. You know, it's you have to understand, you know, it is an event. It is something we live with here.
Yeah.
But I'm not right down the street from explosions all the time.
Yeah, no. They're very well trained. They live with it. The kids go in the military as soon as they go out of school.
Yeah.
I have a friend of ours whose daughter went over there to teach English.
Yep.
She loves it so much that she's applied for citizenship. As soon as she applied for citizenship, she had to go in the Army.
Oh, okay.
And she's an American citizen. So she will have dual citizenship, but she is now in their military. And she's doing training for the next 2 years.
Yeah, I mean, it's a beautiful place to be. I've never been there, but I've seen it. It's wonderful. But my point is that, you know, when we see these things on the news, we're abstract from the size of these places,
right?
And we're abstracted from the fact that there are events that happen, and we actually, you know, there's constantly having problems in New York, but people aren't saying I'm not going to New York.
Exactly.
So, you gotta take this stuff with a little bit of critical thinking instead of
common sense.
Common sense. Yeah,
because as far as everybody I've ever sent over to Israel, they've felt very safe.
Yeah.
They go to the areas where it's the tourist areas. You know what's what. They have it all under control. I mean, you have to go with permits and permission and guides. You just don't. You can bop around if you want to, but if you really don't know where you're going, have a guide.
Yeah.
You know, have it all set up so that you really get to enjoy the location and you don't have to worry about that security.
Yeah.
They're going to do that for you.
Yep.
So
looking,
that's how you travel overseas for that area.
Right.
There's no way to get around it. Like, we were in the Canary Islands and we wanted to go over to Morocco.
Mm-hmm.
And they were having some little unrest in Morocco and they were advising us not to go. And they also put a ban on anyone coming from North Africa to the Canary Islands. You're only allowed to be there for the day. You have to go back home that night.
Oh, okay.
So they had a little unrest when I went there with my daughter and on a spring break and the family. And you know, you just got to know what to do and when to go and what not to do.
Yep.
It's what it is.
Yeah.
You got to be aware of your surroundings, and you always talk to the locals. They know what's going on.
Sure. But getting back to the UK, I don't, you know, you probably could get a pretty good deal going over there now because there is such a drop.
If you want. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
it's high season, tourist season in Europe now. Yeah, it's a sin that this is going on.
Yeah,
unfortunately. And they even pulled the guard at Buckingham Palace. I mean, you know, that's very unusual.
Yep.
Very unusual.
Anyway.
So it's not a good thing.
Yeah. But what's on your plate?
I know a lot of people like to go, and I'm starting to see a lot of people inquiring about Wales and Scotland. And Fred Olsen Cruise Lines, they have a very small, decor under, you know, little ships that travel northern Europe in the Mediterranean that only have like 850 passengers.
Mm-hmm.
And they go to Greenock, Scotland, and above, you know, and it's the popular among the British who like to have the creature comforts of home while at sea. So that's a little company that nobody knows about over here. Mm-hmm. And if you ever think about doing Scandinavia, northern Europe, this is, I think, the one little company it would be good to travel, you know, over there to see that. You don't have to go in the big ships.
What's the name of that?
Fred Olsen Cruise Line.
Oh,
and the
yeah.
Boditia is the one cruise that goes Scandinavian, northern Europe.
Wow.
And,
that sounds good.
It's only got 850 passengers. They have four ships.
Mm-hmm.
Catering to the middle-class British market, Norwegian family-owned. It dates back to the 1848s.
Okay.
And you feel like you're in a piece of England, in a very northern Europe or Mediterranean. Very few transatlantic voyages to the Caribbean throw into the mix.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I've seen them once in a while.
Right.
You know. But it's they have an Arctic Circle
mm-hmm.
that they do in July and August. They have a world cruise that they do start in January 2018. So, yeah, the Caribbean, they're down there December, January, February, March.
Right.
Yep.
What's
but
the
England, Europe and European waterways, they are pretty much there June, July, August, September, October, November, December, and January.
Okay.
So they do travel at all. And Scandinavia and northern Europe, it's June, July, August, September. Sometimes December and March. Mm. I guess it's the break of the season.
And what's the typical food like?
Oh, I guess that's what I'm going to try to find out, because they're not telling me. They're 2 weeks. The cruises are 14 days.
Wow.
The Arctic cruise is 27 days.
Mm-hmm.
The Balmoral, which is the Queen's old cruise ship, is part of their cruise line.
Okay.
So you would be on, and the Black Watch, that's an old one.
Mm-hmm.
They have a 3-night European inland waterway cruise, in other words.
Yeah.
You leave from Harwich, England. You got a 3-night cruise from Dover, England.
Right.
You know, so you got little Southampton, England. They got these little 3-night cruises that while you're over there, you might want to do the English inland waterways, you know, just to see what the countryside is like.
Yeah.
And they have a little ship that could do that.
No, the ships look really cool. They're nice and intimate. And
yeah.
Very well appointed.
Yeah.
So they're up to date. And
yep.
It's pretty
pretty
large,
like,
windows.
A little piece of English lifestyle.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and very British.
Yeah. Well, that's where I ask, because that's why I'm trying to figure out what the food is like, what their typical chefs are cooking, because I like British cooking from time to
okay.
time, but you know, there's just so much of bangers and mash I can get, you know.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they do the fishing, the fish quite a bit.
Oh, okay,
you know?
Good.
Because they get the fish right off the boat, probably.
Oh, you know? There you go. That sounds good.
But they have some really neat, from, you know, Scandinavian, Northern Europe cruise for 3 days, departing from Southampton, Newcastle, Union Tyne.
Mm-hmm.
In England, a 5-night Scandinavian, Northern European cruise. They have a 7-day one. So if somebody wants to do a little cruising around England besides going to England,
mm-hmm.
here's a possibility.
Yeah, that sounds pretty
yeah.
cool. What if they do a golf trip where you can keep getting off the plane?
Oh, you know.
Go and
we
play.
Have to check into that, what's associated, who would do that.
Well, I've seen somebody sending me some golf cruises.
Uh-huh.
Where you go around Scotland, and yeah, you get off and play golf at all the different Scotland and Ireland.
Yep.
So you can play golf at all the great places, and then stay
on the boat. Yeah, yeah, and they are cruise companies that do that.
Yeah,
yeah. So yeah, and it's you know, you really got to check it out.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
But you can do anything in the market today. I mean,
yeah,
it's really what you want, how much time you want to be away, and how much money you want to spend.
Yep, yep.
So they're coming up with some new travel gadgets. I think, you know, everybody travels with bags and backpacks.
Yes.
So they have this new Yeti Hopper Flip 12 cooler.
Mm-hmm.
A cooler serves soft adventurers who do amateur boating, beach goers well for the sleek-proof, compact, soft-sided,
right.
Antimicrobial interior exterior shells are waterproof and puncture abrasion and mildew resistant.
Right.
It's a personal use product, but it can hold 12 cans of your favorite beverage or 15 pounds of ice. So they've come out with something new.
Wow. Well, I don't know if you can't get that on the plane.
I don't know. This is like for local
travel. For local travel,
stuff.
Okay.
You can take the bag, I guess, fold it up.
Yeah, that's great.
Put it in your suitcase and then take it with you on your travel. And they've come up with a beach, because of the kids, they're receiving a pair of delightful color underwater goggles. They're customized to your child. Giggly Googles. They come in 11 whimsical designs, range from Royal Princess to Blue Hero, neoprene exterior and textured rubber interior. They're fitted for frog-free UV light.
Mm-hmm.
Ponytail portal for your hair.
Cool.
And it's something new, hot for the summer for the kids who want to go swimming in the water, and they don't have to have the chlorine burn their eyes or salt water.
Yep.
You know.
Yep.